Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. A thief at a Miller's Creek home was rather picky about what he stole. The homeowner told sheriff's deputies that he left home about 8 that morning. When he returned from work, he discovered that someone had broken into his house. The thief entered through a bathroom window by breaking out a section and unlocking it. There were several high-value items in plain sight that were left untouched. The thief only took some money, some jewelry, and a Sentry safe. The owner said the safe only contained deeds, car titles, and other paperwork. Stolen items were valued at $1,500. The officer was able to get partial fingerprints and photographed other evidence at the scene. However, there is no word on suspects at this time. Newly reelected to the NC House, Representative Shirley Randleman says the economic news for the state may be bad, but the economy in Wilkes is improving.
Yes, it is, and I think we are starting to see some recovery in the county. It came out this week that we are in the state, we're looking at a $4.7 billion shortfall. So we have some tough days ahead of us, but it's going to take all of us working together to accomplish what needs to be accomplished.
That was Shirley Randleman, Wilkes County's representative in the North Carolina General Assembly. Deputies with the Wilkes County Sheriff's Department were able to quickly apprehend two women involved in a strong-arm robbery on the Rock Creek Road. The 84-year-old victim was alone in his house at the time of the robbery. The two women just came inside his house and said they needed to get out of the cold. Then one of the women grabbed the man's wallet and both left. Sheriff's deputies found the women a short time later on Rock Creek Road. Both were read their rights and gave statements. Jesse Hovis and Jennifer Sprinkle were arrested and charged with breaking and entering and with strong-arm robbery. Again, if it isn't nailed down or out of sight, someone will steal it, especially as we get closer to the Christmas holiday. A North Wilkesboro resident called the Sheriff's Department to report the theft of a red Next mountain bike. The bike, valued at $200, was stolen from the victim's residence on Dow Ridge Road. There are no suspects. Congresswoman Virginia Fox says we need to overhaul the U.S. tax system. Step one, burn the current tax code. In an online letter to those of us in the 5th Congressional District, Fox stated about half of American workers did not pay any federal income taxes last year. The core problem is that our tax system is stuffed with needlessly complex provisions, so Congress must be bold, she says. Tax reform can't be a piecemeal sort of operation. Step one must be burning the current tax code. Fox explains step two must involve creating a tax system that is fair and efficient and that doesn't pick favorites. This kind of reform could look like a fair tax or flat tax or some sort of hybrid proposal. The most important thing is to kill off the current tax code and replace it with something straightforward and fair for everyone. The result of fundamental tax reform would be immediate and dramatic. Fox says America would experience a profound and real economic stimulus. Congresswoman Fox ended by saying, in today's tough economic times, we cannot afford not to scrap our tax code and start over. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.